Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today is the most amazing story with the most amazing lesson. It's, of course, a Hanukkah story, but it's a lesson that we can use the whole year. Once upon a time, there was a very powerful non-Jewish emperor, and he was known as Alexander the Great. Now, was he really great? Well, he wasn't really great according to the Torah because he worshipped idols, which even a non-Jew is not allowed to worship idols. But he was definitely a very powerful person in terms of his military expertise, and he conquered pretty much all of the nations of the world at that time, at least in that area of the world. He came to conquer the land of Israel, lo aleinu, unfortunately. And he was able to actually come close to Yerushalayim, camped right outside Yerushalayim with all of his troops and his generals. And he was planning to conquer Eretz Yisrael. And there were no nations that could fight successfully against Alexander the Great at that time. Every nation that he tried to conquer, he conquered. He conquered what was called the entire known world of the time. So the question, of course, is, why did Hashem allow Alexander the Great to even step into the land of Israel? Forget about coming all the way to Jerusalem and being camped right outside Jerusalem. How could Hashem allow that? So, of course, the answer is that Hashem protects us when we are doing what Hashem wants us to do. When we are doing the Torah mitzvahs properly, believing in Hashem and trusting in Hashem, and we're doing what we're supposed to do, then of course no nation can conquer us because it's not our koach, it's not our strength, it's Hashem's strength that's protecting us. So how could Alexander the Great even come into the land of Israel at all, threaten, come to Yerushalayim? Only because the Jewish people at that time were in a very weak state spiritually. They were not keeping Torah mitzvahs the way they should have. And therefore, they were open to this kind of attack. However, our story has this good chapter in it. And that is that the Kohen Gadol at that time, when he heard that Alexander the Great was outside Yerushalayim and preparing to conquer, Chas v'Shalom, lo aleinu, Yerushalayim, he went out to meet Alexander the Great to try to get him not to conquer. And he actually went out dressed in the clothing of the Kohen Gadol. Now, that usually is not permitted. In fact, there's even an opinion that he wasn't really wearing the clothes of the Kohen Gadol because it's usur to do so, but rather he had look-alike clothing of the Kohen Gadol, not the real set. But there's another opinion that he was really wearing the clothing of the Kohen Gadol. And even though it's usur to leave the area of the Beis HaMikdash with those clothes, but in this case, since it was Koach Nefesh, he was trying to save Jewish lives, he was permitted. In any case, whichever way it was, he came out to see Alexander the Great. And he's approaching. And there's Alexander the Great looking at him as he's approaching, and all of a sudden, Alexander the Great bows down to the Kohen Gadol. Now, all of his generals who were there, any soldiers that saw it, were shocked. What? Alexander the Great, who's conquering the whole world, the most powerful person in the entire world, is bowing to a Jewish person? We are about to conquer this country. And he's bowing to somebody that looks like he must be some kind of a leader of the Jewish people. They couldn't believe it. Alexander got up and he said to the Kohen Gadol, the reason that I'm bowing to you is because I have seen you in many of my dreams. Every time before I'm about to conquer a country, I have a dream. And I see you in my dream. And after I see you in my dream, I successfully conquered the country. And therefore, I know that there is some power connected with you that is giving me my power. Now, of course, he was talking about the power of Hashem. He may not have realized it. But of course, The Kohen Gadol represents Hashem. Kohen Gadol is a servant of Hashem. And all power of the Kohen Gadol, all the spiritual power that he has, of course, comes from Hashem. And Hashem apparently is giving some of this power, a little bit of it, enough to physically conquer countries, to Alexander the Great through the Kohen Gadol. And Alexander the Great actually realized this, that his power is really coming not from himself, but from some greater power, which of course was Hashem. Whether he realized that or not, we don't know. He was really an idol worshiper. But he had this idea, he understood it, and therefore, when he saw the Kohen Gadol, he bowed down to him. And therefore, he did not at that time conquer the land of Israel. So that's the good part of the story. The part which is not so good is that the Kohen Gadol made an agreement with Alexander the Great, that Alexander the Great could have some influence over the land of Israel. That is, that all Jewish boys born in the next year would have to be named Alexander to give honor to Alexander the Great. And there were certain other parts of the agreement also, which allowed a certain amount of Greek culture and Greek influence, unfortunately, into the land of Israel. And little by little, this grew and grew and grew till the Jewish people were spiritually so weak and were so influenced by Greek culture that they really basically were conquered. Maybe not with an army. The army didn't conquer the land of Israel, but the Jewish people became subject to the rule of Alexander the Great. Now, what is the lesson for us? We know that everything in Torah provides a lesson for us in our service of Hashem. In fact, the word Torah is connected to the word hora, which means lesson. The Jewish word hora, not the English word hora, horay, but hora, meaning guide, guidance or lesson. So what's the lesson for us? Perhaps it is that each one of us has inside of us a Yehuda HaMakabi, or Matas Yahu, which is our Yetzer Tov, which is a part of us that is very strong in Torah Mitzvah. And then each one of us also has an Alexander the Great, that is, a non-Jewish power, or something which is not holy, at least. The truth is that even the Yetzer Hara of a Jew is a Yiddish Yetzer Hara. But we have something in us at least that wants to do what Alexander the Great wants. Let's put it that way. We don't maybe have an Alexander the Great within us. Whatever, we could talk that way also, that the evil part of ourselves is like the Alexander the Great. Where at Purim time, we could think of our Yetzer Hara as being like the Haman inside of us. We have these two sides. And every day, and actually every hour, and actually every minute, we can either listen to the Yetzer Tov or the Yetzer Hara, either the Yehuda Maccabee or the Kohen Gadol within us, the Moshe Rabbeinu within us, or Chas V'Shalom, the Alexander the Great within us, which is like the evil inclination. And unfortunately, the Jewish people at that time were listening to their Yetzer Hara, and that's why they were able to be conquered. So therefore, it's important to realize that inside of us, we have a Yetzer Tov, and we have that pure oil. We have the pure, godly power within us, the Nefesh Elokis, the godly soul, with which we can accomplish everything. But at the same time, we also have the evil inclination within us. And when we listen to our Yetzer Tov, minute to minute, hour to hour, day by day, and do the Torah mitzvah the best that we can, then certainly we will be successful, Hashem will protect us, and we will bring the Geula very, very quickly. But we have to be careful, because the Yetzer Hara is very tricky. Just like Alexander the Great was very tricky. He said, well, you know, I'm not going to conquer. I'm just going to ask that you should name all your babies with a non-Jewish name. Now, The truth is that Alexander has become a Jewish name. That's how it started, but now it's a fine Jewish name. So if your name is Alexander, or your friend's name, or your relative's name is Alexander, that's a perfectly fine Jewish name now. Become a fine Jewish name. But the point is that Alexander wanted to influence the Jewish people with his non-Jewish ideas and non-Jewish culture and non-Jewish theaters and non-Jewish kinds of sporting events and so forth. And this is what we have to be careful about, because sometimes the Yetzirah can be very, very tricky. And say, oh, I just want to do this. And then, oh, but I also want to do this. Oh, but I also want to do this. And little by little, to chas v'shalom conquer the Yerushalayim within us. And so I would encourage everybody that if you hear this story today, that it's Sunday, tonight is the first night of Hanukkah, or if you hear it Monday, then it's the second night of Hanukkah tomorrow night. And this is a time when our souls become very, very strong. And we can accomplish so much in learning Torah and doing mitzvahs and bringing Mashiach quicker, much, much more than a regular day. Hashem help that it happen right away with the complete Geulah of Mashiach. And then we will again have the Beis HaMikdash, and we will light the actual menorah of the Beis HaMikdash, a seven-branch menorah, as well as, on the side, a Hanukkah menorah. And this will be with all of us settled in the land of Eretz Yisrael, together with Mashiach. May it happen right away. Thank you so much for listening to the story of the day. If you would like to sponsor a story in memory or in honor of somebody, you are most welcome to do it. Make sure to call the number of Shiur Enjoyment, 917-626-8306. 917-626-8306. Today's story, and many, many stories happening during the last few weeks and the next few months, is in memory of Yosef Meir ben Mordechai Yaakov. Yosef Meir ben Mordechai Yaakov. Thank you for listening to the story of the day.